Another thing I love about the poems in this book is their wide-ranging nature. You have poems that talk about 9/11, poems that imagine unborn children, and a fabulous poem imagining the Microsoft company portrait, 1978, and prophecy. I'd like you to read a section of that long poem for us, okay, because you bring somebody we all are very much aware of to life.
All right. I hope you'll let me explain what I had in mind.
Sure,
too.
Sure.
No one remembers it, but mid-70s in a Harvard dining hall, freshman Bill Gates removed his glasses, lay his tray on the linoleum, tapped on his glass with a teaspoon, and announced in his Western twang, "I'm dropping out. I don't need the Yale game to tell me who wins. I don't like the ice in Cambridge. All this sculpted paperweight erudition wastes my valuable time. Time more valuable than anyone else's here, dollar for dollar. Like Southie Bruisers call it in the townie pool hall, 8 ball, right corner pocket. Then watch the ball roll in. I'm calling it today. Stand back, Wall Street walkers, Nobel Prize nicks, bookworms. By the time I'm 40, I'll have out-earned your combined family fortunes, even counting all property loss, gambling, drinking, and whoring since you landed at Plymouth Rock, founded Jamestown, stole the land. I'm so sick of your muscular handshake, bleached grin monopoly on the things you grab. I've decided to sell things that can't get grabbed. Things you can't even imagine in your daddy's friend wrote recommendation letter lives. I'm building more than one hacienda in the clouds, and each will stay aloft like circling hawks, riding, expanding, molting new wings. No one remembers it. No one. After a stunned, preppy silence, everyone returned to their jello." That's a section of a longer poem. And
yes,
the purpose of the longer poem is one of the subtext of this book, which is, I mean, what prompted me to put the ladylike poems next to the Book of Revelation poems in the book was the idea of how we handle disappointments. And I suggest in that poem, and I would say others, that sometimes in the body of the disappointment is the answer and the reprieve from the disappointment, that we ought not lose hope. And I'm a person of faith. I'm a Christian, although perhaps an unusual one. I've recently gotten kicked out of a church, which is a longer story for than you have time for on this broadcast. But one of the things that people do when they are prayerful is they pray for things to happen, and sometimes those things really do happen, and we're grateful, and other times they really don't happen. Mm-hmm. And we have to handle the rest of our lives. And for some people, that's the end of their faith. I don't believe that that's an appropriate response to a universe that's far too big for us to personally understand or to imagine revolves around us. So what do you do in the meantime while you're feeling miserable? And one of the things you do is you recall that Bill Gates didn't look like he was a winner.
Right.
In 1978.
Well, there we are. That's why poetry is news that stays news, right?
I don't know if it is news that stays news. I'd certainly keep writing about the news.
And thank God for it.